You are very welcome along to Breakfast with Peter Dunne podcast. Yeah.
Breakfast on Midlands 183 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
So we've been checking in with Edward the Elf. Edward is the chief elf on the shelf supervisor. Just been a lot of maggot acting all across the Midlands. A lot of messing. Elves up to no good. And we want to get to the bottom of that. So I think he's on the line now. Edward, are you with us?
Well, yeah. Here I'm busy this time of year. Can we make it quick?
Yeah, of course you can, Edward. No problem at all. Edward, let me start off by saying Emma in Kilcormac got in touch with us and she said that her elf threw a bag of flour on the ground and made a load of snow angels out of it. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Well, now, them boys and girdles are normally surrounded by snow in the North Pole. Mm-hmm. So we've only had frost this week in the Midlands, so they've had to make do with what they have, like. Don't be blaming them now.
Yeah, but like... Right, okay, I'm going to move on to the next one. You've probably seen on Midlands103.com, Edward, that Elfie, the naughty elf from Skulbreda, was arrested and put into cells in Tullamore Garda Station for opening a present under a tree that wasn't his.
And that's an absolute disgrace. Elfie did nothing to nobody. Well, I was with him the whole time. He was framed. I can't say a whole lot about it now because his solicitor told me to keep stum. But Elfie's innocent. He did nothing. I'm reporting them to the Garda Elf Budsman as soon as I can.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for that, Edward. And look, in my own house as well, our elf, Bella, was very bad. She changed all our profile names on Netflix to Wee, Poo, Bum and Fart. Edward, what do you have to say about that? Edward, come on. Edward, I'm trying to be serious here. No. Edward? Look, we're trying to tackle the serious issues here all across the Midlands, Edward.
Oh, that's brilliant.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're killing me.
No, Edward. No, right, I think we'll cut it off there. Edward, we might chat to you next week on the final week of Christmas. You might have a little bit more manners about you. What do you think? Right, okay. We leave it there.
The Midlands 103 text and WhatsApp line.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. In excess, never tear us apart, Midlands 103. Peter with you. We're talking about toddler tantrums. Not the logical reasons toddlers have tantrums. David texts in, he said, my 2-year-old son heard my wife crumple up a receipt and for the next hour lost his mind that we had chocolate and we're holding out on him. Brilliant, I love it. Hi Peter, my granddaughter cried because she didn't get to go to her parents' wedding. They were married 3 years before she was born. Brilliant. Peter, our kid flipped out because he and the cat were playing a game and the cat cheated. The cat cheated, can you imagine? You can imagine, you're walking into the sitting room and... What happened? Oh, the cat cheated. Okay, the cat cheated. Have you ever been on the end of a toddler tantrum? I know you have.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
Are we ready to blag our way to our last World Cup?
It's been some journey, Peter. Absolutely. Yeah.
Will you do this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It all comes down to this
is right. Our last blagger's guide to World Cup 2022. A lot of people have been taking this very, very seriously, David. I got given out a few times when I was late with it and people ended up in work and they weren't able to listen to it and blagged their way to the World Cup.
Quite rightly, yeah. Peter. You got to be on the ball with this.
You're
stuff.
Right. No pun intended.
Sorry.
So let's give the good people of the Midlands a couple of phrases, sentences that they can blag their way through the World Cup with the final on Sunday. What time is kickoff, David? By the way, what time is kickoff on Sunday? Do you know?
Someone Madge was telling me there earlier this week it was 7 o'clock, but sure, I always knew it was 3, Peter.
Right, the public need to know this, David.
They don't.
They do need to know this.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Thank you.
Myself and David were talking off air the other day, and I went, oh, what time is the final Saturday? Is it 3? And David goes, no, it's 7. And I went, no, I'm going to miss it. I can't believe I'm going to miss it. And David insulted me down to the ground.
Insulted you? That's an exaggeration.
Insulted me down to the ground. And I got home and I said it to my wife. I said, I'm going to miss the final. And my wife, who's not head of sport in Midlands 103, by the way, said, but sure, the final's on a 3. And I went, is it? Really? And then we Googled and it was on a 3. And I was like, but our head of sport said it was on at 7. How could our head of sport get it wrong?
She's welcome to it, you know. I'll roll the red carpet out. I don't have to take this, Peter.
You're right, you don't. You're right.
I kind of do, I suppose.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right, let's give the good people of the Midlands a couple of sentences you can blag your way to the World Cup with. The French goalkeeper, Hugo Lloris, I reckon he needs to be at his best if France are to win. What do you think?
Yeah, well, especially because when he's not at his best, he is an absolute liability.
Mm-hmm.
He is an unreliable goalkeeper, but has been, typically for France at least, very reliable. Apart, Peter, from the last World Cup final, which France admittedly won, and he lifted the trophy as captain, but he did pass the ball to an opposition player who scored a goal against Croatia. I think that game was 4-3 in the end, or 4-2.
Wow. Now, do you hear that?
He's a lunatic.
He is. When he's good, he's great. When he's bad, he's really bad.
100%, like myself.
No, I would never say that, David.
You try to replace me with your wife.
Right, hit me with one.
Okay, Argentina against France on Sunday. Argentina leads the overall head-to-head record between these two nations.
Ah.
6 wins to France's 3. There have been 3 draws. They've had 2 World Cup games prior to 2018, and they met in 1978 and 1930. So history's a little bit irrelevant, I suppose, in that respect. I don't think their form in 1978 informs their form of today.
No, it's not going
to
affect them.
I don't know how anyone can use what I've just said there, other than to say Argentina have a better record against France.
I always laugh at that, you know what I mean, where teams have never lost away in Europe in like 40 years. And you go, but sure, them players are well gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're well gone. Nothing to do with them.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Another line you could use is, it's amazing that France got to the final missing 7 big players.
7 big players.
7 big players, yeah.
Pogba, Kante.
Yeah. Benzema.
Pogba, oh, God, yeah. I always forget Benzema. They're the big
Kimpembe as well. Magnan. And Cucu as well. Lucas Hernandez, Bayern Munich defender.
I'd say 4 big players by that count, because a few of them are peripheral. But no, like, I mean, they've definitely been missing some of their better players. Argentina, I don't think they've picked up a single injury throughout.
I think you're right, actually,
They're ticking along nicely. What about the 3rd, 4th place playoff? We have to give that a little shake.
Okay.
If anyone's looking for anything relevant to say about this, because I know it'll be on the tip of everyone's tongue before it kicks off. Morocco,
when does it kick off, David? Do you know? Or will I ask my wife?
Ah, come here. Just for the benefit of our listeners, it's on at 3 o'clock and I'm standing by that. Morocco against Croatia. They actually played each other in this World Cup and nothing happened. It was nil all.
Okay.
That's what I got.
God, I don't even remember that game. Wow.
Exactly. I remember people instantly saying afterwards, oh, we don't have to worry about either of those two sides going deep in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are.
There you go. Final prediction, David.
Okay, I'll do you one better than that. I would say that the wonderful surge of Morocco will fail in the 3rd, 4th place playoff. They're getting 4th. Croatia will bag 3rd. And for the World Cup final... Mm-hmm. I think Messi's going to do it.
Right. It's going to be a fairy tale, is it?
They've been getting better with every game, which I think is an important dynamic to have. And France, they kind of always do just enough, but I'm just straight up hoping that they don't do enough because Argentina have been a good bit more entertaining. What about you?
Yeah. I think France are too strong. I really do. Yeah. I think Argentina are very dodgy at the start. You know what I mean? But, I threw a few quid on Argentina to win. And I kind of looked at it and I went, no, when there's money, I'll never see again. But, you know, they're coming good. At the same time, just think France are too strong. I think they're too strong.
Yeah, they're very strong.
Yeah, they are. I'll go for France, although my heart says France, my wallet says Argentina.
Okay, let's bet my job on it. How about
cool.
that?
Cool, let's go for it. Justin Bieber, Ghost, Midlands. That's Sorry, I'm reading some of these coming in and they're brilliant. They're flying. We're talking toddler tantrums. Let me get you a few more of them here. Moll texted in and said, my son had a meltdown because the lines or seams on his socks kept walking the same way as he was walking. Seamless socks from then on. That's brilliant, Moll. Thanks for that. Teresa said, was in Penny's recently. A mum and two girls were in the queue. The younger girl said to her sibling, this queue is very long and mama's no patience today. let me see. Deirdre texted in and said, hi, Peter. My daughter lost it because she wanted a twin sister. She has a twin sister. Oh, they're brilliant. They're brilliant. Ellen, I think we can agree most celebrities are pretty talented at what they do, whether they're musicians or actors or actresses or whatever.
Yeah, okay, we'll say that.
Yeah. So it's been really annoying that they have alternative talents.
Okay.
You know.
Where are you going with this, Peter?
Well, did you know that, okay, we love our celebrities for their ability to act and sing and entertain us and make us laugh. But there's a number of celebrities who have alternative talents. Did you know that Ed Sheeran can fit 55 Maltesers in his mouth at any one time?
I was today years old, Peter, as they say, when I learned that.
There you go. There you go. 55 Maltesers. Yes, 55 Maltesers. Let's see, who else we have here? Steve Martin is an expert banjo player. Do you know that?
I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, not
at all. He strikes me as a banjo player.
Did you know Beyonce can move more than her hips? She can cross her eyes and shake them and wiggle her ears and flare her nostrils at the same time. How do you discover you have that talent is what I... Was she in front of the mirror someday going, oh, look, Jay, look at this. Come here. Look what I can do.
So keep going. You can do more, Beyonce. More.
Exactly.
What about your ears? What about your nose?
Do the toe thing. Do the toe thing.
She's like at a big swanky dinner party and it's like, want to see my party piece?
Yeah. let me see. Jessie J. She can sing with her mouth closed.
I actually knew that one. I think she might have done it on Graham Norton or
something. She did. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, do.
There we go. Wow, she can sing better with her mouth closed than I with my mouth open. You know what I mean?
That's so good.
That is brilliant.
Again, like, was she just, you know, humming one day? Just decided to start kind of forming the words? Like, how do you come across this kind of talent?
Or, do you know what happened? Now, I'm convinced of this. She was singing and singing and singing and her mother said, would you please just close your mouth for a minute? So she went...
That was actually...
She found a loophole.
Yeah. I put my money on that one.
Our very own Niall Horan.
Oh, yes.
He's got a hidden talent. He can do an impression of a dolphin.
Oh.
No, there you go. Do you want to hear it?
I do, absolutely.
Yeah. Here they are live on stage discussing their hidden talents at a One Direction gig. Pretty good, actually. I have to say, that's pretty good. Well done, Niall.
I need to see a video of that. That seems strange, but
He's
obviously talented. I suppose in the lakes of Westmeads, do you have a few dolphins up that direction?
Of course we do in the lakes, absolutely. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Plenty of practice of them.
Yeah, of course. That's how we call them. You know what I mean?
for your dinner.
Yeah, so we can feed them. Yeah. Rebel Wilson can use nunchucks. No.
Oh.
Yeah, nunchucks.
Okay.
Dakota Johnson can fit a credit card in the gap in her teeth.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Yeah.
It's probably not that message not approved by dentists.
No.
But
no.
A talent if you don't have pockets, as women's clothes often don't.
Well, you know, it's handy if you're driving up to the let's say the toll bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you don't want to hold your card at the same time and you just pop it in between your teeth and you drive, roll the window down, beep, and you're through.
Could
you know what I mean?
Imagine.
Handy, isn't it?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson when she's going heading up through Enfield there.
Exactly,
That's a good one. That'll be handy because I'm one of those people who's like wants to do the toll really, really quickly.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not sure
you know,
like that too.
You don't park and reach for your wallet then.
No,
there's a car
I'm
behind
ready.
You going, oh, would you come on? Would you come on?
It's like down the window, tap, go.
Yeah.
And you're gone, like shot. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of F1 sort of vibe. this kind of time of year, you know.
I love it. Kendall Jenner. Do you know what she can do?
What?
She can make bird noises.
I think I do know that one already.
Have a listen to this.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Is that real?
There you go. That's real. Genuine.
That's very, very realistic.
Yeah, it's very accurate. No.
The Kendall chorus at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, Kendall.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a hidden talent?
Absolutely none.
Ah,
I'm
come
afraid.
On, you must do. You must have a party piece or something, Ellen.
No, God. A few are springing to mind, but I couldn't possibly admit to them on live radio. So, you, Peter?
Not really. Do you know what I can do? Probably really badly. I can beatbox.
Okay.
But you probably don't want to hear that.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Ah, no,
you cannot say
no,
that and
don't.
Then not give us a performance.
Okay.
Come on, Peter.
If I beatbox, you rap over it, okay? That's the deal. How's that? You ready?
We'll see. Go on.
Okay, let's go for it. I apologise in advance to our listeners, okay?
Wow. Sorry, I was overcome there. I couldn't even rap. That was phenomenal.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have you been practicing long for that?
Since
the 90s?
Yeah, out of boredom. Probably in the back of the classroom going boom, 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 boom. Done. Get out. Out. Into the hall. Stand there.
And follow your dreams as an international superstar.
Yeah.
Rapper. Yeah.
I'll be busking at the Fla all this week.
One of the hot attractions in Mullingar this week. Peter Dunn.
Trad beatboxing. There you go.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Let me go to D. D said, in second class we did the nativity, but every time I lifted the baby Jesus, his head fell off. At one point it rolled off the stage and one of the parents had to give it back. She said you could tell everyone was trying their best not to laugh every time his head fell off. Oh my goodness, Dee, you must be scarred for life. Scarred for life. Connor said, I once played a bunny rabbit. I can't remember the play, but we made our own masks and I could never see through it properly. One scene we had to hop around the stage and ended up hopping off it by accident, a 6-foot drop, because I couldn't see where I was going. Luckily, I landed on my feet and everybody thought it was part of the act. Oh, Connor, I say there was a very relieved teacher after that.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.
Cameron, have you ever told a little white lie? Just a small little tiny white lie.
I'm going to embarrass myself ever so slightly here, Peter, but yes, I have.
All right.
So when I was maybe 11, maybe 12 years old, I had a bit of a freak accident in a soccer match where what actually happened is, or what I said had happened was someone had sly tackled me, mm-hmm. and, you know, clipped my ankle and I'd fell and my knee had hit her, like the sharp point of a rock. Ooh. And left a fairly nasty scar. I have the scar to this day, 11 years later.
Oh my goodness.
And it was fairly grim at the time. There was a lot of blood. I freaked out. Mm. But what actually happened is I tripped over my own foot in a soccer match and impaled my knee on this rock.
Oh no.
Yeah. But I don't tell people that because it makes me look foolish.
Mm, that's true. Yeah. Did you get a free kick for it?
No.
Oh God. No. All right. So there wasn't even anybody close to you.
No, it was actually after the match had happened.
Oh right. Oh, it didn't even happen during the match.
No. It was walking off after the final whistle had blown.
Oh no.
Now there was an opponent player fairly close to me. Mm-hmm. So I think people had assumed that he had, you know, gave me a little nudge after the match because we'd won.
Okay.
But
right.
I told people I had been sly tackled after the match, of course, not people that were there.
Yeah. And funny enough, actually, that's one of the top 25 occasions on which Irish people are most likely to lie, how ill you are or how injured you are. Yeah. So there you go. It's actually number 4 on our list. So no, you're normal, Cameron. You're normal.
I would like to think so. So what else do we have on the list?
What's number one? Number one is saying I'm fine when you're upset.
Oof.
No. Yeah, it's come on.
No, we've all heard that one.
Yeah. Are you okay? I'm fine.
You walk out and slam the door.
Exactly.
I'm grand. There's not a butter on me.
Stop asking me. I'm okay, I said. Saying you like a gift when you don't. You know now?
Yeah. I don't know if I'd consider that a white lie. I think that's just a gesture of kindness. Because like if someone hands you a gift and you're like, oh, this is terrible, you're going to hurt their feelings.
And of course you are.
Going to
just
create unnecessary conflict. I think that's for the good of a friendship or relationship, whatever it is.
Mm. Yeah, I think you could overdo it though as well. Yeah, I love that. Wow, I'm going to wear that every day. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Well, wow. if you say that, you have to go through it and wear it every day.
I know.
Yeah. No, you have to get good at finding a balance of, you know, pretending, oh, this is a great gift, and then chucking it out as soon as they leave.
Exactly, yeah. Let me see. Complimenting food when you don't like it. That is so Irish, isn't it? Compliment food. You know,
everything okay here? Oh, yeah, it's great. And you're speaking out.
Yeah, it's lovely. No, I'm full. I couldn't possibly finish it. It's delicious. It's so nice. I couldn't finish it, honestly.
Meanwhile, you are starving, stomach rumbling because you haven't touched your food.
You go to the chippers next door then on the way out, you know. Let me see. Have you ever lied in a job interview? I did. I told them I could present a radio show.
I would never lie to get a job. Sinead, I hope you're listening to this. My head of news next door, I hope you're listening to this. I have been perfectly honest in everything I've ever done in this station.
Of course you have, Cameron. Of course you have. Sinead is laughing her head off here as we speak. Visiting the dentist. Why do we have to lie about visiting the dentist?
As in lying, like telling people you do go when you don't go?
It's more so lying to the dentist. As in, you know, when the dentist's looking in your mouth and they go, when were you last with us? And you go, about 6 months, probably about 6 months. And you think about 5 years. 5 years since I've been here.
I've never done that now, I have to say. I would always figure that the dentist knows that he's just asking.
He or she
is just asking to see if you're going to lie.
Yeah, they can tell by looking.
I'd be too embarrassed about that one. There's definitely records. They know when you were last there.
Actually, do you get this as well? Maybe it's just me, but I nearly feel like I'm renting my teeth from the dentist because I have to convince the dentist I'm really, really looking after them. And I do look after my teeth, but I kind of have to overdo and go, I really look after them. And, you know, I brush my teeth twice a day. I floss, mouthwash, blah, 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 the whole whack, because they give out to you. Why do dentists give out to you?
Do you know what? I've never had a dentist give out to me, but I still do exactly what you do. I feel like they don't really give out. There's just this assumption that if you tell a dentist you don't floss every day, that they're going to stick the drill down your throat or something. I don't think it's that bad. I think we just have this fear that they're going to try and kill us one day.
The demented dentist. Lovely.
Now, they definitely get a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, it's very Irish mammy-like. Like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed you're not looking after your teeth.
Yeah, and that nearly makes you feel worse.
I know.
Because you can't even leave, like, God, he was horrible. You're like, oh, Jesus, I've upset
really
the dentist.
Down. I know, I let them down, and I promise I won't do it again. It's nearly like you're returning a rented car, and, you know, they're out looking at it, making sure there's no dents or scratches. And you go, no, I minded it. Honestly, I did. It was okay. It's fine. You know, the dentist for me is nearly the same. It's like you're renting your teeth off the dentist. And you really have to sell it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're fine. You know, well, but look, little white lies make the world go round. All right.
Sometimes they're necessary.
Yeah, sometimes they are. Yeah, I just say it to prevent hurting feelings, etc.
Exactly.
And getting given out by the dentist. Yeah.
Well, that one's reasonable. Who knows? You know, they're digging around in there. They've got machinery.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Sharp utensils. Yeah, you don't want to.
Everyone,
annoy
be afraid of the dentist.
Kids listening, he's only messing. Honestly.
I am only messing, kids. Please go to the dentist.
Go to the dentist.
Breakfast with Peter Dunn on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
We're asking about the more bizarre reasons you were on the end of a toddler tantrum. That comes in the wake of mathematicians who created a formula to help prevent kids' tantrums on long car journeys. Entertain them and give them a snack. That's what they came up with. It's ridiculous. But as we know, kids will throw tantrums at the drop of a hat for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Paul takes in and said, my daughter loves My Little Pony. However, we cannot refer to it as My Little Pony. She's only allowed to say My Little Pony, but my wife and I must refer to it as Your Little Pony or she'll lose her mind. Brilliant. Thanks for that, Paul. My daughter dropped a crisp on the floor and the dog ate it. She started bawling and threw her entire bag of tato on the floor. Spoiler alert, the dog ate those too. Let's give you one more. Alicia texts in, said, "Hi Peter, my toddler lost it because the imaginary door on his imaginary fire truck wouldn't open and he was stuck inside."